me to teacher at classicfm.com. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the White House says Donald Trump has no plans to talk to his former aide Elon Musk after yesterday's public fallout. They exchanged a series of explosive tweets with the billionaire claiming the president would have lost the election without him. It had been reported they were going to clear the air in a phone call today. Scott Lucas, professor of international politics at the Clinton Institute, says the problem is they're both very unpredictable.
You're not talking about someone that Donald Trump can bully without cost. Now, I'm not saying Elon Musk would win a fight, but they both could wind up losing in this. And more importantly, I think America and the world loses.
Two men from Somerset who killed another man after falsely believing he was a convicted paedophile have been found guilty of his murder. David Garland and Mark Roberts killed Michael Wheeler, who shared the same name as another man who had been convicted. Three men will go on trial next year in connection with fires at homes in North London linked to the Prime Minister. Two of them appeared at the Old Bailey this morning. A third man refused to go to the hearing. An art expert has been jailed for failing to declare pieces he sold to a man suspected of financing the militant group Hezbollah. Ogun Ochuco Ogiri was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison after pleading guilty to 8 counts under the Terrorism Act. Tottenham say they've made the right decision to give them the best chance of success going forward after sacking manager Ange Postecoglou. The Australian ended their 16-year trophy drought by winning the Europa League final only 16 days ago, qualifying them for the Champions League. However, it has been their worst Premier League season in history, losing 22 games. Chris Cowlin from the Spurs Chat podcast believes Postecoglou deserved to keep the job.
Yes, 22 league defeats is not good enough last season, but to take us to a European final and get us over that line and, getting that Champions League spot, I am very, very disappointed, if I'm honest. You know, to sack a manager after winning a trophy for us is very, very disappointing.
And the weather. Rain will move in from the west tonight with a low of 5. That's going to continue in England and Wales tomorrow, accompanied by hail and thunder. Showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And a massive welcome to the fabulous world of film with me, Jonathan Ross. From now until 9, it's all about your favourite movie scores. So, without further ado, let's dust off the tux and welcome Mr. Bond.
Classic FM at the movies with Jonathan Ross.
Thank you. The iconic James Bond theme by Monty Norman, played for us by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And welcome to Classic FM at the Movies with me, Jonathan Ross. It is lovely to be back with you this weekend. I hope you've had a few great days and, well, we're well into June now. How did that happen? It may not officially be summer yet, but apart from a bit of rain this week, it has been pretty spectacular. Plus, it looks like we're in for a scorcher over the next few months, thanks to our Spanish friends, so I thought we'd indulge in a few sunny delights. And nothing says summer like riding a Vespa with an ice cream in your hand.
This is Classic FM at the Movies with Jonathan Ross. Listening to Classic FM at the Movies.
That's a perfect example of when a summer holiday doesn't turn out too well. The talented Mr. Ripley. And that was Ripley from Gabriel Yared's score. Before it, Beyond the Solar System from Luca, scored by Dan Roma. And we began with the beautiful main title, To Roman Holiday, by George Orrick. I'd love to hear from you, so do get in touch anytime you like at classicfm.com. Tell me what you're up to, or if there's anything you'd like to hear on any of the movie shows, whatever you like. In the meantime, let's fill our lungs with some delightful Austrian mountain air.
Thank you.
The Sound of Music medley by Richard Rodgers. That was the Boston Pops Orchestra performing on Classic FM. Strange to think that was only her second role after Mary Poppins, wasn't it? I was lucky enough to meet the fabulous Julie Andrews. I interviewed her somewhat late in her career. And it's when she had been performing, but she was cutting back because I think she'd had some kind of a surgery or some kind of thing going on, and her vocal cords had changed somewhat, so she wasn't singing in the way that she wanted to anymore. She was still performing, but I don't think she was happy with it, so she was about to call an end to that part of her life. But what an incredible screen presence she had, and just for those two roles alone, she'd be remembered forever. Well, here's a name you may not be familiar with, but you might want to be: Max Richter. He's a German-British composer and a pianist who dabbles in, well, a bit of everything, really. He went viral in 2015 for his massively popular Sleep project, which literally consisted of 8.5 hours of music designed to give you the perfect night's rest. He's also known for his TV and film work, with credits including The Crown, Black Mirror, The Last of Us, Arrival, Shutter Island, and he provided the score to this lovely film from 2011, all about two people finding love just as the world is about to end. From Perfect Sense, this is Luminous. Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM at the Movies.
Classic FM at the Movies with Jonathan Ross.
Thank you.
the main theme to Morricone's beautiful Cinema Paradiso. Before it, the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves Overture by Michael Kamen, and before that, Luminous from Perfect Sense, scored by the very talented Max Richter. It's Jonathan Ross with you tonight on Classic FM at the Movies, and thank you for getting in touch. I'm going to say hello now to Katie in Cambridge, who's messaged in saying, my dad and I love listening in the car, and he's had a really tough week, so it would be amazing if you could play something from Gladiator for all the fighters out there. Well, this should get him out there battling, because this is a stirring score. Please wish your dad well from all of us, and enjoy this.
We'll be right back.
From Hans Zimmer's epic score to Gladiator, that was Battle, played by the Lyndhurst Orchestra. And remember, you can also enjoy your favourite film scores on our sister station, Classic FM Movies. You can find it on Global Player or on your smart speaker if you have one. Well, I think it's about time we welcome in John Williams tonight. I mean, we can't have Classic FM and the movies without John Williams. And this beautiful film is just one of the many reasons why we love his work. War Horse.
Classic FM at the movies.
From Little Women, that was The Beach by Alexandra Desplat. And before it, Dartmoor 1912, from that beautiful score to Warhorse by none other than John Williams. The man himself conducted the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles here on Classic FM. Well, it's all looking pretty snazzy from here, I must say. On the way, I have the mesmerising voice of Enya taking us to Middle-earth, a little trip in the TARDIS, and get this, a chance to win a trip to the Caribbean. Don't go anywhere.
Classic FM.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get alive.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehall's a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Ready to order, signora. Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Hey, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katier. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn and she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
The future is unpredictable at times, but the Open University are the experts in distance learning, allowing you to fit study around your life. What's more, you'll have support from dedicated tutors every step of the way. Now, suddenly your possibilities are open. Search the Open University to find out more. The Open University. The future is open.
FM at the movies.